The path to the Chernobyl power plant is barren, overgrown, and lonesome. This amusement park nearby was due to open 5 days after the 1986 nuclear meltdown, whose name is now synonymous with disaster. It never did. 36 years later, radiation levels are still well above normal in some places.
That's high. Vysoka?
Vysoka.
The reading is about 16 times normal. Inside explosion-ravaged reactor number 4, now shrouded by a large container, radiation levels remain high. Vladimir Verbitsky, still a Chernobyl engineer, rushed to the plant the day of the meltdown.
When I got there, I was expecting to see the reactor. What I saw was the crater left by the explosion.
With the Zaporizhia nuclear plant taking fire repeatedly in frontline fighting in southern Ukraine, locals say it could pose an even greater danger.
I worked at Chernobyl and I witnessed the tragic consequences of the explosion. Zaporizhia could be 2, 3, 4 times bigger than Chernobyl, and I'm very worried about that.
Believe it or not, this is the center of the town of Pripyat. That's the cultural building behind me. On the day after the meltdown at Chernobyl, all 50,000 residents were evacuated, and not a soul has lived here since. Now, nature has reclaimed the landscape on which Pripyat was built. The president of the company that owns the Zaporizhia plant says Russian forces have placed trucks and explosives inside turbine holds near the reactor and are firing from the plant's grounds. Russia blames Ukraine for the strikes on the plant.
It is an act of nuclear terrorism, and they continue in this way.
Unlike Chernobyl, Vladimir Verbitsky says, Zaporizhia is Europe's biggest nuclear plant, and it lies in a heavily populated region.
This won't happen in Russia. The West will feel the consequences. Bulgaria, Romania, Moldova, and Poland.
He hopes both Russia and Ukraine have learned the lessons of Chernobyl so the land that surrounds Zaporizhia doesn't also become a nuclear wasteland for decades to come. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, the Chernobyl Exclusion Zone, Ukraine.